I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. The Women's March is being planned in communities across Montana this year instead of at one central location. Last year, it was held at the state capitol in Helena. State Senator Jen Gross of Billings says there's another change at this year's event on January 20th.
It was an incredible convening in Helena last year. People are still talking about it and how empowered they felt by that coming together, a massive coming together of people from across the state. Yet, nothing really came of that. You get 10,000 people together at the state capitol for what I believe was the largest gathering ever at our state capitol. And to not really have a solid, specific call to action, I think was a bit of a missed opportunity. So we're looking to pick up those pieces this year with events statewide in our own communities, because each community in Montana is different. For us here in Billings, I think the message really is, you know, it's not enough to just stand for something, but run for something. Run for office. Run to the polls and vote. Run with that idea you have to start a small business or a nonprofit. Run to your nearest service organization and get involved. But whatever you do, take action.
Do you have to be careful in that call to action for Billings so that you do not exclude a particular group, a political party, gender, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. We're working very hard to make this an all-inclusive event, so no one is excluded. We've invited a number of organizations to participate and sponsor. I think some will just show up organically. But in Billings, we put a planning committee together, and we were all very clear that we want this to be nonpartisan and all-inclusive. So all are welcome. And in that call to action, you know, I think it's just get involved. It doesn't matter what you're getting involved in, as long as you're taking some steps and taking action.
Okay, because some people will perceive the Women's March as some sort of an effort to defeat Republicans, work against the president.
Sure. So we did invite several Republican women legislators to attend the event. Unfortunately, one was unable and two were not interested. And, that is unfortunate in my mind, because I really think that women as a block can make a big difference. I've been very impressed by the way that women in Congress operate. It's my understanding they meet monthly in the Senate and in the House and come together as one and just talk about women's issues. And when they vote as a block, it's very powerful, and they've been able to move some important legislation that way. I think that, you know, from school boards to boardrooms, from public lands to public education, from the State House to the White House, we can make a difference. We must rise together.
State Senator Jen Gross of Billings, one of the co-coordinators of the Women's March in Billings. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.